Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide-open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas! Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You're either in or you're out. Right now.
My best mates are down to Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Vegas, here we go!
Pack your bags and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Welcome to Las Vegas, Nevada, where it's very hot. Today, you'll meet top stone sculptor Sharon Gainsburg, who can teach you to sculpt on your next trip to Las Vegas. Imagine bringing home a souvenir sculpture that you made. You'll also meet new singer in town, 3081, who combines hip-hop, rap, and dance into a new sound that's becoming very popular up and down the strip. And your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com, will discuss all the baggage left over from the recent Steve Wynn allegations.
Como belle c'è la luna, brille strette, strette con e butto belle fastidia.
Well, as you know by listening to this show, art is a big part of Las Vegas, and a lot of people don't realize some of the incredible art, from Art Encounter with Brett Maley, who does our regular Vegas Art Minute, to Neil Portnoy, who is one of the best illustrators in the world. And interestingly enough, speaking of Neil, when I was down at his studio, next door to his studio is another incredible studio, and I just wanted to introduce you to Sharon Gainsburg of the Gainsburg Workshop. It's called a gallery and workshop, Gainsburg Studio. Incredible stuff. Sharon, welcome. What is it about that place where, you know, you've got two huge talents, you in the world of sculpture and art, and Neil there with his illustrations? You guys must have fascinating coffee in the morning, I would imagine.
Well, yes. It was very ironic how Neil came to call me through someone that someone else knew, who put him in touch with me when he was deciding to move to Las Vegas and wanted to know where the best place to open a studio was. So I put him in touch with my property manager, and he loved the area, loved the space. And then I was teaching a class at the time, and he came into the class and he said, I introduced him to everyone, and he said, now I just have to find a place to live. And one of my students said, where do you want to live? And he mentioned the area, and he said, well, I have a house to rent.
Isn't
so
that
within
great?
2 hours, he found the studio. He went to see the house. He loved it. It was the size they wanted, the neighborhood. And there, things just took off for him after that. So we have a nice artistic relationship. And in addition to his wife, who is also, she does graphic arts, but she and I just had a YouTube that someone interviewed us on because she gives these workshops. So on painting wine glasses and sipping wine at the same time. So it's we have a very nice relationship.
Well, you think you guys hit it off because you're both from the East Coast. He's from the Boston area, and you're from New Jersey, as I understand it.
Yes. I originally from Philadelphia, but I moved here from New Jersey. I lived a few miles from the Jersey Shore.
Well, we're glad you came to Vegas again.
Thank you.
It's amazing. You know, you've done work with all sorts of different media and so forth, clay, wood, and so forth. But apparently the thing that kind of woke up your art senses even more to a further point is a stone carving. And that apparently involved a trip to Italy and so forth. Talk about what got so interesting in stone carving, something that we don't know a lot about.
Okay, I will tell you about that, but the interesting thing is the person who introduced me to the stone carving, who was doing it herself at the time, I was working in clay, she bugged me for a year to try it, and I resisted her because I didn't have the confidence, and I knew in clay I could alter, change things easily with stone. I figured, you know, what happens if an arm falls off? So I resisted it, but then one summer, after a year, she bugged me. She handed me her tools, and she said, take this class. It's only 6 weeks. Buy yourself a little tiny stone. She told me where to go to buy it. And what I learned from all of that, which has been a life lesson for me and for my students, because I really drill this into them, is that many things in life that we resist is really what we need to assist us to move forward in any career, in any relationship. So once I started, had the hammer and chisel in my hand, and I started, I basically fell in love with stone.
Isn't that incredible?
And that was in the early 70s. So what got me to Italy was that I moved to a location. My husband got work in a new location, which was the Jersey Shore area in the 70s, and I couldn't find any art that pleased me. It was very representational, and a lot of photographs in restaurants were from the Civil War at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to speak to someone who was a teacher that lived about 3 hours from me, and I asked him for direction because I was working on my own. I didn't have a teacher, and I had been working on my own for about 4 years. And he was the one who told me that I have to start teaching, and that will help me with my artistic stimulation. He showed me how to use power tools, and then he said, and down the line, not right away, if you're really serious about this, sculpting, you have to get yourself off to Italy, and you have to carve marble where Michelangelo carved.
Wow.
Well, the first two recommendations, that was not a problem, but the Italian adventure was something that I never thought could happen because I was married, I had two small children, and that was my first priority, was my family. And the ironic part of this whole story is I always loved music. And one day, about 2 years after this teacher told me this information, I got in my car, and there was a song playing, Dream the Impossible Dream. And I loved that song, and I had seen the show when I was much younger. And then the next week, the same thing happened, and this went on for 3 weeks. And I said, you know what? I think I'm getting a message from the universe that I have to start planning this Italy trip. And that's how it came about. A year later, I went to Italy for 2 weeks. The teacher, the other sculptor, had given me where to go. He made phone calls. He was fluent in Italian. I wasn't. And he made all the arrangements for me to work in a particular studio, and there was only one place to stay in the town because it's a tiny little town.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so that was my experience, and then I went back the next year, and I went back a third year. And by then, I had gotten my first commission. So I was able to do it in Italy and ship it back with the other work that I did.
You can see it goes through your work, because one of the things that's interesting, and we're going to tell people how to check out your website, because your website's actually like a tour. It's fascinating, yeah. And it's going to make you want to visit the studio when you visit Vegas. But, you know, Sharon's students all say kind of the same thing, and it's like it awoke a creative process in these people. They all talk about getting past that fear and so forth. So it's more than, obviously what you teach is more than just the process and the way to do it and all that kind of thing. It's opening up this creativity, which I guess for a lot of people, for some reason, just in our own selves, we tend to kind of hide it, or I guess it gets back to fear, like you said in the beginning.
You got it, Steve. It's all about fear. It could, you know, some people have fear of leaving their zip code when they move to a new location. This is very popular here in Las Vegas. I live in an over 55 community, and there's a lot of people who don't really want to travel too far because they're afraid. What I teach, the way that I teach, which encourages people, when I introduce this to them in a social gathering, they say to me, oh, I could never do that. I can't even draw a stick figure. And I say to them, well, that's great, because we don't carve stick figures.
You are listening to Sharon Gainsburg, renowned Las Vegas sculptor, on Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi, coast to coast on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
What the country's coming to, but in Rome do as the Romans do. On an evening in Roma, Sotercelle di Roma, on an evening in Roma.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
Do you know anyone suffering from pain? Get pain-relieving thermoskin braces and 10 therapy at little to no cost with private and Medicare insurance. Qualify in minutes with free, convenient home delivery. Call 800-256-1143 right now. 800-256-1143. Use reference code NCR9715. Qualify in minutes with free, convenient home delivery. Call 800-256-1143 right now. Use reference code NCR9715.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You're listening to sculptor Sharon Gainsbourg, whose gallery you can visit and maybe even take classes at on your next trip to Las Vegas.
What I do is I teach them to work with the shapes in the stone. And this is how I was taught. My first experience with sculpture was realism. I did heads and bodies, torsos, and male and female. And when I got introduced to stone, the teacher said, I don't want you to do anything realistic. I want you to work abstractly with the shapes in the stone. And in time, I developed a language for abstraction. And I also, because of the way he taught me, I got in touch more with my feelings and tried to put my feelings of whatever it was, anger, sadness, joy, passion, into the shapes. And so I usually don't start off with a drawing or a model or anything like that, and I just start working with the shapes in the stone. And eventually, as I matured more, I started to have specific ideas that I wanted to do and incorporate some realism, like a head or a body, into an abstract form. But with my students, in the beginning, I tell them, don't bring pictures, don't bring any models, just let's start working, and you get familiar with the material and the technical part. And it's amazing what happens. I can just tell by the sound, after I give them the first instruction and I'll walk away, I can tell by the sound of them hitting the chisel with the hammer, how anxious they are, how comfortable they are. And it never surprises me, because by the end of the first class, they will come up to me, and if they are people who are still working, they'll say to me, I never thought about my job for 1 minute to be 3 hours.
Well, that's great. And your work is highly respected throughout the country. You've done commissions for the National Foundations of Infectious Diseases, Nabisco, New Jersey Power and Light, USA Today. These are big names. And I think it's just so fascinating that you can actually start out in the very beginning. And when you start doing that, you really don't know where it's going. And that's interesting. So the process kind of develops in your brain as you go along. Then it's not something where you kind of map out, all right, I'm going to do a sculpture exactly. of X, right? Wow.
Right. I have a vague idea, and I allow the stone to talk to me. And when I get a new student, and they sometimes ask me a question, I'll say to them, wait and see what the stone says to you. And they look at me like, uh-oh, this is a cuckoo bird. And I walk away, and all the time, one of the other students who's been with me for a while will walk up to them and say, she's not crazy. You'll see. The stone's going to talk to you. So sure enough, it happens. Because when people can remove their fear and their performance anxiety, and this is about anything in life, when you can move through your fear and create a new experience, more than likely that will lift you to a different level, which in a way we call an unconscious state of mind. Many artists have said that when they're really in the flow, the time stands still. And the interesting thing about being in the flow that people experience it every day in their lives, for instance, when a woman is blow-drying her hair, it's a repetitive motion. When a man is shaving, mowing the lawn, doing the dishes, you kind of zone out because your body knows what to do. And that state is what happens with artists when things are just moving and flowing and the ideas come. Where do they come from? We don't question that. It usually comes from somewhere in their unconscious mind. But if I give people all this information when they first start, they're even a little hesitant and it scares them.
Yeah.
But it's interesting what happens when a new person will just pick up the hammer and chisel and I watch them. It's like all of a sudden it becomes like an addiction. They say, wow, I never thought that this could be so easy or so relaxing, even though they're swinging, you know, their arm back and forth. So it has a lot to also do with the endorphin release of hitting the chisel. Yeah, and I tell people, listen, if you're angry at anybody this week, take it out in the stone.
Well, you know, Sharon, it reminds me of, I did quite a few interviews with Dean Koontz, the writer, and as I was looking at some of your stuff and so forth, it struck me sort of the same way he does. You know, he has rough ideas kind of what he's going to write, but he says until he sits down and starts going, he doesn't know. And often something will turn the other way as he goes along. Oh, maybe this way different. And it's sort of what you're saying, too.
The universe
kind of tells you where to take this.
Yeah, and if you speak to writers, painters, even performers who have a script to read, and sometimes they'll improv on the script. Maybe they forgot the words and they'll say something else. And it's that the creative thread. It's part of our DNA. That's why it was so interesting when I got that commission that you spoke about. From the National Foundation of Infectious Diseases, they wanted me to do a form that was had the feeling of DNA, but it wasn't literal.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they didn't know when they gave me the commission was that I had a background in medicine. Before I became a sculptor, I was a medical technician and worked in a laboratory. So it really is kind of part of one's DNA, but it's repressed by so many for lots of reasons. Specifically, mainly in most people, is fear, and the fear starts from childhood.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's where it all begins. And in 1992, I was searching around for something written about creativity and the process, because people didn't talk about, artists didn't talk about their process. And all artists suffer from, you know, the highs and lows, and they don't have any inspiration. And then, like, where does the inspiration come from? Anyway, I was handed a book by one of my students, written by a woman who was a writer. She had been a journalist, and her name is Julia Cameron, and she wrote this book called The Artist's Way, Spiritual Path to Creativity. And so I read the book, which you don't read in one sitting. It's actually a workshop. You only do one chapter a week, and you journal, and you follow her instructions, and she asks you questions at the end of each chapter. Well, I did that book for 3 months, and then I took a month's break, and I did it for another 3 months, and it totally, whatever fears I was dealing with at that time early on in my career, I was able to kind of jumpstart my creativity by the information that was in the book, and really understanding those blocks and how we sabotage ourselves. People sabotage themselves with the internet now.
Yeah.
They sabotage themselves with TV, with exercise. I'm not saying exercise is bad, but they look for other things to do that's going to fill up their time rather than to tap into this unconscious part.
More with Sharon Ginsberg in a moment. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi on the BizTalk Radio Network.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West
Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to Sharon Gainsbourg, who is ready to unblock your creativity in her classes and workshops in Las Vegas' Gainsbourg studio. Let's tell people, because, you know, on a trip to Vegas, few things. First of all, you want to go see the studio. So let's tell them where the studio is. First of all, Sharon, where's the studio?
Okay, the studio is just about a mile from the Arts District at 1533 West Oakey Boulevard. And that zip code is 89102.
Yeah, it's close to the Stratosphere. Very easy to find.
Yes, not far from the Stratosphere. And also, for those listening in other parts of the country, I do four-day workshops where people can come. We work about 6 hours a day, and I we work with a small stone, and in 4 days, you could complete a small sculpture. I also, when people come and visit me in the studio and the gallery, I'm very, I'm very intuitive, and I can see by the questions they ask. I usually just put a hammer and chisel in their hand, and I have a stone that's just a sample stone, and they hit it just to get a feel for it. I'm not expecting them to sign up for classes or anything like that. It's just that I want people to understand, and the best way of teaching is for people to have an experience with something. So I let them try it out, and it's very interesting at the different reactions.
Great. If you have a chance, you definitely want to get a hold of Sharon. If you've got enough days there, by all means. I mean, what a fascinating and incredible experience. Something you can take home more than just the experience of the fun sun of Las Vegas. You can also really tap into a part that maybe of your life that you didn't even realize you had. One other thing you've got, too, want to talk about real quickly is the book, World Bridger, A Sculpted Life. It's coming out shortly. What can we look for in this book?
Well, it's actually my autobiography done in 10-year increments starting in 1960. Yes, I'm old. old with a very young spirit and still working. It will be out. It'll be on Amazon by the end of June, early July. And I will then, by then, have it also a link to connect the book on my website, which is GainsbourgStudio.com. And Gainsbourg is spelled G-A-I-N-S-B-U-R-G. And if you just would come to Las Vegas and Google stone carving Las Vegas, I come up because I'm the only one in town doing this.
Well, it's certainly worth the trip. We're going to have Sharon on again. Thanks so much for being with us today, Sharon. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate your questions. They were wonderful.
Let's switch now to the world of music. If you're in Las Vegas and you hear people all excited about 3081, no, it's not that a meteor is going to hit. Well, maybe a musical meteor. There's a great singer, goes by the name 3081. His stage name is actually Jeremy, and he's with us today. Jeremy, welcome. First of all, where did you come up with the name 3081?
Basically, I made that name up. It means, like, you know, the future, the next generation of music. So,
well, yeah, and it's interesting because you've done something what I find interesting. You've kind of combined some genres of music, you know, pop, hip-hop, trap, and West Coast music. Is that something you were trying to do, is kind of develop kind of your own style and really your own style of music?
Yeah, that's definitely what I wanted to do. You know, I wanted to come at, you know, at all genres, you know, so everybody can, you know, have a different feel for my music. So that's why I do pop songs, hip-hop, R&B, you know, anything you name.
Well, that's kind of cool. Now, what was your background? I mean, growing up, what did you listen to?
I listened to Jadakiss, you know, people like Lil Wayne, Michael Jackson, country. I listen to everybody.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, so now when you watch out, like a guy like Michael Jackson, and I remember, you know, I give you an idea, my age, I grew up when he was a little kid, you know, and I remember what that was like, and it was just so different. Is that something when you started singing, you wanted to kind of take some of that? I mean, his dancing skills, that kind of thing. You know, were you looking at that even as a child, thinking, hey, I want to do this for myself when I grow up?
Yeah, I was looking at that. You know, I used to be a hip-hop dancer in high school. I was definitely thinking about, you know, doing a couple music videos with some dance routines in them and, you know, bringing back that feel of dance with hip-hop and rap.
It's kind of gotten, seems to me, so split up. It's kind of good to get that where, you know, again, a guy like him, we use Michael Jackson as an example, but he was popular over a wide variety of genres.
Yes, he was. He was definitely able to make a song that would go for every genre. And that's where I kind of got doing multiple songs for different genres from.
Let's talk about your career, because it's a lot different nowadays. It's harder. I mean, in some respects, I guess, you know, you got the internet. It's easier to get information in your songs out and so forth. But it's not like the old days where you go try to get hooked up with a particular record label or something. So you grew up in Colorado, I believe. And how did you start getting into the business?
Well, I was doing music for about 8 years before I met my manager and the people that I work with, the great people I work with. So, how I got onto music, you know, like I said, I just was very interested in, you know, watching, you know, artists and musicians and stuff like that. So I was doing it for a long time before, you know, I actually got successful, real good with it.
Yeah. Well, now you actually write stuff, don't you? I mean, it's not just that you don't just do other people's material.
No, yeah. I write songs too as well. I actually been to a couple of labels. They told me I was a good writer. So, you know, they hear some of my songs. All my songs I write. So,
and I always been, I'm fascinated by hip hop and rap because it's something that, again, it's kind of, you know, everything has to rhyme and all that, and people have to remember it. But it's kind of like, puts your soul out there, doesn't it? I mean, it's kind of, do you get these songs like from your own experiences or how?
Yeah. I got a song called It's Gonna Be All Right. That's definitely like, you know, a motivational song. More coming out of the soul type of song like that. So, and then Live, and, you know, there's all kinds of songs. I got a pop song called Live.
Yeah, well, you know, we're going to play a little taste of those today. But, you know, what I find interesting is in talking in kind of detail with your manager, a lot of what you write about is like, hey, don't give up, right? I mean, that's an important theme with your entire life, and not only for you, but for people to listen to your music.
Correct.
Well, and I mean, if you had, you know, I don't know what it was like growing up in Colorado like that, but now you're headed out to Las Vegas. Is it something, I mean, it's got to just take a lot of confidence, I would imagine, just to have the guts to go to a place like Las Vegas where there's going to be a lot of people listening, but there's also a lot of competition, and try to see if you can sell yourself in one of the entertainment capitals of the U.S.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I grew up in a tough neighborhood in Colorado as a kid. But, you know, coming to Vegas, I thought would be a great opportunity because, you know, there's a lot of people out here, a lot of tourists. Plus, you know, I know people like to hear great new music. So they definitely get very interested in hearing new music that they haven't heard before.
Are you kind of excited about coming to Vegas in the sense that, you know, they keep building all these great places to play? And like you say, I mean, on the one hand, There's a lot of people doing this, you know, different types of music and so forth. But on the other hand, it's really a place to get heard, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's definitely a place to get heard. So you guys bring some of the biggest artists out here. You know, Britney Spears, people like that. You know, you guys have Prince shows. You know, some of the biggest artists in the world come out to Vegas to perform. So, you know, it's definitely going to be a huge opportunity coming to a great city like Vegas.
I gotta ask you, Jeremy. You were in Colorado. Did you grow up a Broncos fan or what?
Yeah, I'm a Broncos fan.
Okay, you know you're gonna have a hard time with the Raiders. I'm from Oakland. You know that's gonna be difficult with them coming to Las Vegas, right? I just want to tell you.
Yeah. Definitely gonna be a problem for certain people because you know Raiders fans. They don't, you know.
Well, we take it seriously.
Broncos
fans. And so do Bronco fans. It's been a great rivalry for a lot of years. You are listening to 3081, a new musical act here in Las Vegas. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Steve and Maggie on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
I'm not supposing. I'm in.
When you go to Las Vegas, you have to know what you're going to go see, and there's no better place on the web to go than VitalVegas.com. You hear Scott Robin, our Vegas insider, every week. What are people going to find when they go to your site, Scott?
Everything you need to know about Las Vegas, from shows and restaurants and a lot of inside dirt that you won't hear anywhere else.
And a lot of photos, too, and a lot of snark, right?
That is the case. Yes.
You can't miss it. VitalVegas.com.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake, and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Two blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities. These strategies in simple to understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Now, let's return to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to hip-hop newcomer and future star 3081. Tell us what you got coming up. You got a couple of hits out there now. And how do you get those? I mean, how do people, first of all, find your music? Because they want to hear it, and we're going to play some here. But how do they find out more about what you're doing?
They can follow me on Facebook. I'm under Jeremy Wiley on Facebook. I have a single out. It's called Dress Up to Kill. You can get that on Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal. And they can also go on the labels page, Takora Records, and find me, or they could, you know, go to my manager's page, Robbo Productions, and you know, get information or contact me through that.
When is there a time, like, are you thinking down the line of putting out, like, an album, or do people even do that anymore?
Yeah, I'm going to probably put an album out, you know, later this year, maybe around July, August. I have all the songs ready for it. I'm just waiting on, you know, some artwork and stuff like that.
Well, I'll tell you, we'll be keeping an eye out for that, Jeremy. Best of luck. We'll have you on again. Hey, thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate the conversation.
Thanks for your time. You have a great day.
Here is his latest single, Dress to Kill.
3,000 Chiefs, 808s.
You say you got money, you want your power. I'm gonna do like some now, ladies. I'm just a killer, the tomb raider. I'm super twisted like hair braiders. I'm in a place I can never trust. Kill. I really just in the kill.
Time now for a visit with your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com. Today's topic, fallout from the Steve Wynn accusations. They mean business with this thing, right? I mean, I saw in Boston, I think you reported that they actually changed the name to Encore. You thinking we're going to see that name disappear here at some time?
Yeah, I mean, I tend to not care about anything out of Las Vegas, but in the case of Wynn Resorts, it's a tricky time. So they have a resort there that was going to be called Wynn Boston Harbor, and they have not changed it yet. I reported that they're going to, because that is what I've heard. There were people here at Wynn Resorts, they were doing promotional videos, and they actually had logos and signage with the name change to Encore Boston Harbor. So I think they're really in a tough spot because that brand has been so associated with Steve Wynn. When he got into his, it really is a mess with his sexual misconduct allegations, and it's as bad as you could imagine it being. He stepped down immediately, sold all his stock, and I think the company really is considering, do we have the name of an accused rapist? And I'm not overstating that because he has been accused of rape. Do we have that on the side of our building? So I think in Las Vegas, the company really, there is brand equity to that name, but the fact that it's tarnished, I think they really have to reconsider whether they want to have that name on that building. He is out of the company completely. As far as I know, he will not be involved in any capacity, even as a consultant or in any way influencing the board or the executives in the company. So I think it's time for them to kind of come clean, to really work on that culture. There was another bombshell story in the Wall Street Journal that the women who were affected would go to people within the company, and they were really shielding his behavior. And so, to me, they're complicit in it. I think they need to come clean. I think they need to take responsibility for it. Ton of lawsuits on the way. The rebranding is a big question mark. I noticed that they have changed the name of Wynn Paradise Park to just Paradise Park. So that's actually a big change, dropping his name off of things. And even within the internal kind of restaurants, they're changing things and tweaking it to de-emphasize his involvement. And I think there's going to be more of that.
And in case anyone has any doubts, this isn't going to blow over anytime soon.
No, there are definitely cycles to when it becomes a hot topic, and it's kind of a lull now. But we haven't even gotten into the part where these regulatory agencies are making decisions. There was quite a bit of deception related to Boston, and so they're really, really upset that they were deceived about specifically a settlement that the company knew about, did not disclose. That resort could actually be in peril. And same thing for Vegas. The regulatory agencies are really taking a deep dive into this. And when their findings come out, presumably this summer, other people could be implicated. And it's the mess is going to continue.
Could it bleed over into other hotels and that kind of thing?
That would be my hope, because as is the case with Steve Wynn, everybody in town knew of the behavior. Nobody ever talked about it. Nobody reported it. Very well known. There are other executives, several of whom actually work with Steve Wynn, who have gone on to be the heads of other companies. And I think ultimately they're going to be held accountable as well. And I think whether it's part of the Me Too movement or not, I think there's people who are nervous. They're hiding under their desks, waiting to see if it's going to blow over. It just depends on if it gets the media attention that it deserves, and hopefully it will.
Well, thanks for dropping by today. Next weekend, you'll meet the creator of a new Vegas musical that has folks truly excited in town. It's a play about the mob and its influences in history in Vegas. Have a wonderful week. This is Stephen Manchi reminding you, Vegas never sleeps. Beaver!
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.